maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Dumarami ang mga Australianong nagpapatato ngayon at mas marami ang nagsisisi sa kanilang desisyon. Para sa isang negosyante, ito ay isang oportunidad sa negosyo. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni Sana Kadar. Alam ni Matt Orley kung paano magsisi dahil sa paglalagay ng tato sa kanyang braso. Ito ay puno ng tato na biro niya'y nagbigay sa kanya ng inspirasyon pagkatapos mapanood ang tato ni David Beckham.
Oh, I don't know. Everyone had it. Yeah, I mean, it was a thing. Everyone had a sleeve.
Pagkatapos sumubok na alisin ang tato, nakita niyang may oportunidad dito sa negosyo.
I had like blisters and my arm was so swollen I couldn't put my shirt on for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, it just came to mind that, you know, something had to be done.
Pagkatapos nito, inilunsad niya ang kanyang negosyo, ang Tattoo Removal Institute sa Parramatta noong nagdaang taon.
No matter what we did, what research we did, even when we speak to competitors, it was more or less about price and how quick they can do it. The safety aspect was missed, completely missed. And it's like that no one's taking this industry seriously yet. So we combined a skin rejuvenation technology using a fractional laser. And then that's the first process. And then the second process is when we actually use the tattoo removal treatment.
Dahil sa espesyal na makinang laser na nagkakahalaga ng mula $150,000 hanggang $300,000, ang halaga ng panimula sa negosyo ay napakalaki. At hindi madaling makakuha ng financing para dito.
Financing or leasing these machines isn't really preferred by the lenders. It's a bit of a risk category for them. We're pretty lucky. We got good history. We got, you know, several other businesses as well, which are guarantors, which helped us. And, you know, we still leased a small portion of it, but a lot of it gets paid up front.
Pagkatapos ng 6 na buwang operasyon, sinabi ni Matt Orlik na ang kanyang negosyo ay umaabot sa 30 hanggang 40 kliyente bawat linggo at inaasahan niyang aabot sa $400,000 ang kanyang kikitain sa katapusan ng pampinansyal na taon. Para sa mga kliyente, ang bawat sesyon ay nagkakahalaga ng mula $50 hanggang $750 depende sa kondisyon ng tato. Para kay Alshie Tate, ito ay nararapat lamang. May 2 tatong ipinaalis, isa sa kanyang braso at isa sa kanyang kamay na may nakasulat na
Learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow, and Sparrow, which is Latin for hope. So they were done by the same person, just really badly. And then after a week, once it was starting to heal, I realized that the ink had bled, so it looked like quite a big bruise that had been surrounding the tattoo.
Sinabi naman ng consumer advocate na Choice na aabot sa 40% ng mga Australianong may edad na mababa kaysa 30 taon ang may tato at gusto ng 4 sa kanila na alisin ang mga ito. Dahil kailangan ng aabot sa 10 sesyon bago tuluyang maalis ang tato, may malaking palengke para dito at ngayon lamang ito lumalago.
This might be a little bit tender.
I would say on average probably 60% of the clientele would be from a younger sort of audience, a younger background.
Si Edith Pali ay technician ng tattoo removal.
The reasons are far and varied, but what's coming through probably most is either it's a bad tattoo, so it's originally has been a bad art, and then some of them it's just things change in your life.
Dahil ang prangkisa para dito ay binubuo na, nagtitiwala si Matt Orick na ang negosyo sa pag-aalis ng tato ay mas permanente kaysa sa tintang nakalagay sa balat ng tao.
I really believe that in the future, I guess clinics that don't focus just on solely tattoo removal are going to deteriorate because the technology is moving so quick and people are developing machines for the primary focus of removing tattoos, where maybe say 5 years ago, people were purchasing machines that maybe did hair removal, tattoo removal, pigmentation, which, you know, the quality of the output or the results was nowhere near what they are today.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.